It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, yeah. We bring the boom. Now I'm feeling better.
If it came out to this song, maybe I'd be more confident.
You got the Rizzler rap in this one?
No.
You got to get Swarbs. You got to get Swarbs to come up to the plate with this.
Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't, honestly.
On your FYP. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Mike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Today is the, I can never remember the word, intervention. Today is the Jack intervention. I noticed last night that the nerves about the Mets were sneaking in a way that was unhealthy for Jack.
Yes.
Not responding to texts. Going to bet on the Mets to beat the Phillies.
And I mean, it did reach home, too.
Can you? Oh, it reached home? How? Oh, this. Yeah, tell this story.
Well, I picked up Jill and Walker from her parents' house.
Yep.
And she was trying to, you know, talk to me about something.
Your wife, the mother of your child,
yes,
and the pregnant with your second child, was talking to you and you were listening?
No. I don't. She was asking me something. And I just kept saying under my breath, like, the bleeping Mets. And she asked me, like, well, what did I say? And I was like, I don't know.
She can't say anything.
I don't know what anyone's saying right now because all I think about is the Mets.
Can you say what you said last segment about who's probably going to win the series?
No, I can't.
Terrified, yeah. Do not say that again.
Well, I am nervous.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah. We see that.
Thank you.
Well, I
hate watching the hot team. Like, I knew in 19 the Nationals are winning. I knew in 21 the Braves are winning. And the Lindor home run last night, I was like, there it is.
So you're going to have a lot of work to do. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Would you be nervous about playing the Mets in the NLDS? Yes or no? What do you think the percentages are on that Twitter poll? Nervous about playing the Mets.
Well, based on how many people that were on my timeline yesterday with this nonsense, I'm going to go with 63% says yes.
56% say
56?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Well, not.
Oh, it's not as many as you
not
thought.
Not too bad. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. So we'll hear Rhys
not
Hoskins.
Not too bad. I actually thought it would be in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rhys Hoskins had something to say about playing in Philadelphia. We'll play that for you in a moment. Bella in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Bella?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Bella.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Each show has, I'm not working, so it's one in the background on the Odyssey on my phone. And each show has its own personality. And your show is like, I'm 13 and I'm at a bar mitzvah, and we snuck liquor into our soda. And we can't really handle it well, but, we're just...
That is a pretty accurate description.
I like that, Bella. You think?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And once in a while, like, I keep a notepad, I'll write things, like, I don't know, thoughts. And I wrote a quote from you, Spike Eskin.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's really hard when they try to double team two gaps.
Ooh, boy.
Are we pausing, Bella?
Big pause for Bella.
Did we pause you that day when you said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wrote that down. What, do you repeat it to other people?
I wrote it down 9/23/2024.
Well, I appreciate, sometimes we are pretty immature, and I wonder sometimes. Yeah.
Well,
we try to, the world can be so intense sometimes, so we like to have some immature fun here occasionally.
It does. I'll be 78 years old, and
God
if I can
you.
Take it, they can all take it.
Yes.
Okay?
Even the children.
The thing is, sometimes I feel like I'm on the outside looking in, like there's this little private party. I want to be a Foxhole guy. You know what I mean? I want to be in the party, too.
You know what?
I like it. You're in.
Bella's a Foxhole
She's
guy.
In. She's
Bella,
in.
You're a Foxhole
Kidding
guy.
Me?
Yes. You. Yeah, you're a Foxhole guy.
Now I got to say something to Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz.
What a do you realize that Met fans are listening to this? This is not.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah, they probably are. They probably. What do you want me to do about that, Bella?
I put on social media about I don't want these Mets fans coming down to my ballpark. I want the Brewers to win. I thought people would be saying yes, yes, yes. Hundreds of people responded to that saying, and we are coming. And pictures of Mr. Met. They're out there. They're out there waiting to pounce. And we do not want to give them any satisfaction. Do you hear me, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know. Like, Bella, you and I are on the same page. Again, like,
You're not on the same page.
We are. I don't want them coming down here. I don't want this. I don't want to play the Mets.
I don't want them here, but they're stinking Metropolitans expansion team. Do not scare
the
me.
The stupid 62 Mets. Win. I know. 69 Mets.
We're going to win the first two games. It's Wheeler, then Sanchez, no matter who we play. I just don't want to hear people cheering for the other team when I have a home game. Okay? So I don't like them coming here. But and you can't talk in front of them like this. Talk to your wife and your little baby or whoever you got to talk to. You don't let them.
Walk's tired of hearing about my Phillies thoughts.
I'm sure he is.
He's going to grow up. He's going to grow up hating baseball.
Now, I have something I just have to get in because I have to say it.
Yeah.
There's a big talk about Rojas. Don't put Rojas in. He don't hit. The beginning of the year, they said, if he could hit like 250, we won't mind. He's hitting 240-something. Hello?
Yeah, I'm on your side now in that I didn't think Rojas was going to hit 250.
And he is. And if you look at his stats, like how many hits, 25 stolen bases, second only to
Trey Turner, probably.
And if you look at his stuff, he's got half the at-bats of Castellanos and half the hits and half the everything else. He don't play enough to have big numbers. 250 is enough for somebody. Defense counts. He takes runs away from other people. I'm very passionate about Johan Rojas.
Well, you're the first person I've met who is, but that is that you make a good case. You're right. He has produced in a way that I didn't expect. Good enough
for
a guy who is good enough in the field. I think thank you for the call, Bella. You are a Foxhole guy.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bella. I think the thing about Rojas generally is
Francisco?
No.
Not Francisco Rojas?
Nah, okay. Johan Rojas. Is that he's fine in a lineup that didn't go dead all the time. My worry about Rojas is not as a player. He has produced fine for a guy who is as excellent in the field as he is. It's just when he's at the end of a strip of guys who are striking out on four pitches is that it's a more glaring thing when you have a guy who will do the same thing but doesn't have the same sort of pop in his bat. You know?
Yeah.
But when he gets on the bases there was one game earlier this year, he got on an infield single, stole second, stole third, and then scored on a wild pitch. He created a run all by himself with nobody else. So he can do those things.
Yeah, I'm not, I guess, as concerned with Rojas this year as I may have been last year. I know what his deficiencies are from a hitter, but I also know how he can save an inning, save a run, get outs that Marsh won't be able to get out there playing in center field, covering up for Castellanos sometimes in right center field, making plays. I just got to live with it. I just, as long as he's doing that part, I'll live with the other stuff, and I'm going to focus on the other guys in the lineup that's supposed to be hitting. In other words, if it gets put on Rojas's plate to have to win a game for us,
it's the other guy's fault.
Yes, I'm going to those guys.
Yeah, it's like blaming the seventh guy in a basketball team or something like that. Yeah, yeah I hear that.
That's just the way I guess I have to, except that he's going to probably be in the lineup. Now, he won't be in there every game.
No. So, I don't think so.
Well, the good part is they are set up much better this year than last year in terms of pinch hitting for him.
Yeah.
So they've already talked about how, like, if it's in the sixth inning and there's a key spot, they'll get him out of there. And they showed that the last couple weeks of the season.
So
I forgot about that. I do like that. And Topper said that's something they plan to do in the postseason.
So, Reese, what I should have written this down. What podcast was Reese Hoskins on?
I believe it was one of the John Boy podcasts.
Ah, okay. John Boy up in New York. John Boy was the guy that did the they have this whole thing now, big Yankees podcast, but he was the guy when the Astros cheated. John Boy was the guy that did all those YouTube breakdowns of the Astros cheating.
Yeah.
So Reese Hoskins was on the podcast and talked about what it's like to play in Philadelphia, and it sounded like a guy that really knows what it's like to play in Philadelphia.
I think when I think about Philly, I think being in the Northeast is something that's a factor in their fandom. You're a little bit more on top of each other. Everyone's got to fight a little bit more for themselves. They love to love you. And when they do love you, it is an amazing place to play. But they also love to hate you. And I think that's something that's really, really unique about that city, is that the accountability factor, there's a standard there that they expect, and obviously the desire to win kind of at the root of all of that. And in Milwaukee, it's really, really great when we're winning, but they're also, the people are most likely just like happy to be there and happy to support. We've done a lot of winning, so there's been a lot of that, but you know, it might be, hey, let's get them next time, instead of I cannot believe we did that, we got to fix that type of thing.
I like that we're like that. You know,
certainly can't deny it.
No, well, and we've talked sometimes about it being different around here post Super Bowl, but I love the love to hate you and the hold them accountable. And I think it's part of what makes us special, which is, I think, what Reese Hoskins was saying there, the love to hate you thing, hold you accountable thing. I don't think he was saying that in a negative way at all. I think that's part of the joy of playing here. It's part of the juice.
Yeah. I don't know if he viewed it as joy.
Yeah,
I think he could appreciate
the experience of playing here.
I think he can appreciate that, and I'm pretty sure he enjoyed playing here. Don't get me wrong. I guess no player sort of enjoys being booed. Right. I've often said this. What gets lost in that great postseason moment, the first game back at Citizens Bank Park in 11 years, I believe it was. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When Reese Hoskins spiked the bat, part of that was at us.
Yes, it was the frustration.
Yes, because he had gotten the boos down the stretch because of his streaky play at the plate, but more importantly, his inconsistent play at first base. So he heard a lot of that stuff.
And he's made the error in game two.
Yeah, and he made that. So, exactly, he made the error in game two. You're right, I forgot about that. So if this was the first game coming back home after that, yeah, you're right. And but it's okay. It's okay. I think Reese saw that the good outweighed the bad here in Philadelphia. So that's why he still appreciated. I don't think he's ever took unjustified shots at the fans here, anything of that nature. He was great in the community, he and his wife. And so to me, he just spoke his truth, and he kind of spoke the truth about us as fans. And I think for a long time, we tried to deflect or not embrace who we were as far as being hard. And I think it's because of the Phillies to a degree. I know a lot of the other players, including Eagles players, have come around to sort of embracing that. But they've embraced or accepted the whole idea that this fan base is going to hold you accountable. And so if you can't play under those circumstances, then playing here is probably not where you want to play.
It's not for everybody.
Yes.
And what I like to say about it is we always say that we're the most passionate fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why some people use defense in court of crime of passion.
Crime of passion,
in
yeah.
that you kill somebody because of passion. So the passion, we're always on that edge.
Mm-hmm.
We're always riled up, and if it goes bad, we turn into lunatics like bad, but there is no better place to win,
man.
I don't think. I don't think there's a better place to be good.
And to God, and I didn't even win a title here, and I'd swear by it anywhere. As an athlete, there's no better place to be, and that's not pandering. That's the evidence is how many athletes remain here when they're done playing.
So we're having our intervention show for Jack, and it seems like for all of Philadelphia who are nervous about playing the Mets, we noticed Jack is slipping into this. And I've never been in an actual intervention. But an intervention, you know, somebody has a drug problem. They walk into a room, you know, I've seen it on TV or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
There's their family, friends, and they say, you have a problem. We all care about you. I don't know that every intervention has somebody like Rios who will berate you into fixing your problem. But we do. We're lucky.
Yes.
Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
We need you today.
What's going on, gentlemen? I hear you, Spike, but I am scared, man.
Oh, my God! You're scared?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm scared that they're going to come out to that song, I'm in the corner being a sucker. Oh, that's what I'm freaking scared of.
There
man.
He is.
That's the only thing I'm scared of
is
that dancing on my own crap. You know what I mean? Cut that back. Hey, Jack, man. Hey, Jack, boy. Pull up them pants, man. What the hell we talking about?
I'm not that guy.
Hey, no, you gonna be that guy. Hey, man, I'll head over there to Market Street. I ain't playing, dog. Look, real rat. Anybody, if you freaking scared, do not call this station and say that you're scared. Don't call the station at all. I already know that you the type of person who got a damn eHarmony account. Go log into that crap, okay? Stay on your eHarmony account. Don't call the station with y'all scary asses. Let me tell you something, man. Like, what are we doing? We got the juice, man. Did we lose it? Let me tell you, I was in the military everywhere. People knew Philadelphia. I held it with pride. I didn't wear no other jersey, no other hat, no other nothing, because people knew what time it was. Huh? I got into fights, knocked people out, got myself bloodied up, everything, knocked out, got back up, and keep coming. And they know what time it is, man. We need to know who we are. We ain't shaking like a damn stripper. Y'all better stop all that scary stuff. Huh? Hey, look, hey, Ike.
Yes,
Ike, I ain't letting you off the hook either, brother.
What happened?
I ain't letting you off the hook, bro. Look, check this out, man. Why, with all that stuff and that energy in those offices that you have right there, that you didn't turn into the damn office linebacker and smash somebody over there? Jack needs a smashing, bro.
Boss.
Yeah, they got an HR. They got an HR department that won't allow me to do that.
Well, your name starts first in the show.
That's true.
HR, y'all be cool. I said it. Let them be cool. And look, Jack, you just got punked by Bella, by someone who's 70-some years old. Yo,
she
Bella,
sounded lovely.
Hello.
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, Bella, if you're listening, I love you. Check this out. Real rap is on me. I see you at Chickens and Peace. Beer on me. I'm drinking a beer, and I'm hanging with you. This Rios, you know what I mean? We ain't playing no game. I love that talk. I love it. Look what she talking about, because she got them years way above me. Understand what Philadelphia's about. Huh? You looking at everybody else's play, Jack. Get your stuff together. And you know why? You just like they said, like Reese Hoskins said, hate and love is like the Prince song. Hate you because we love you, huh? We hate certain things because we love our team. Jack, you're a buddy of mine. I'm hating you right now because I love you, brother. So get your act together, man, because we men. We got to be men here. Look, Bryce, I hope he's listening. I need him. He need to turn scary, huh? What we call the Jack? What was Red October, Jack? What is it?
What is it?
What the hell is it? It's bloody. Blood on the grass October, man. You called it out. You knew what time it is. You was talking tough, Tony, when I called last time. And yo, Bryce.
Yes.
Cut your damn head off. Cut that dancing on my own hair that you got. Get bald. Look like freaking fucking Jason Voorhees. It's October. You want to show Philadelphia what you're really about? Cut your hair off and get ugly and don't care and start putting blood on the freaking grass. Huh? Stop putting blood on the freaking grass. It ain't time to play. Yeah, we got New York, Milwaukee. I don't give a damn. We ain't looking at nobody else freaking play, man. Look.
I love you, Reels.
You said something. Go ahead. You said something.
No,
we love you.
Go ahead and keep cooking.
And we want Spike to get ugly.
Yeah, we was telling Spike what you meant by cut his hair off.
Yeah,
yes.
My wife hates
his
it.
Hair.
When I, yeah.
But Jason, boy, his yeah. hair, look at his hair. He got nice hair. The stuff is going to grow back. Huh? Get Jason Voorhees right now. You want to pander to Philadelphia or you want to show really what Philadelphia is about? Cut your hair off and say, you know what? I don't want to be cute. It's time to be freaking ugly. Yeah, I'm bald. I bald. Yeah, we
That's
beautiful.
True.
Huh?
We look good, though, Rios.
Too,
yes.
But get ugly in October, man.
If anyone
now,
in the building has clippers, I'll shave my head right now for real.
Hey, let
I will look, do it right here on the air.
Nobody call that damn song. Y'all, everybody, get rid of that song on your head. I don't care if it ain't a song. It could be a beat. That boom. I'd rather you play that boom.
I'd rather you play, yes, play AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. What about the...
I'd rather that. Put the Jason Voorhees song when you come out, Bryce, with your bald head and a Jason man. Tell him you ain't playing, huh? Punch yourself on the lip and let you take your own blood. How about that? Do something. That's what y'all need to do. Y'all, the Phillies, it's Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's Red October, blood in the grass. And y'all know what it is. Get them blood on them freaking jerseys, damn it.
I need you back Friday, Rios. I need you Friday.
All right. Thank you, Rios.
Whew.
Now.
Punch yourself in the lip.
Jack walks into the intervention.
Drink your own blood.
Bella's in one corner. Rios is in the other corner, both punking him in different ways.
Yep.
My wife's going to see me. My head's going to be shaved. My mouth is going to be bleeding. And she's going to say, what happened? I don't know. Rio, it's called.
Could you imagine Bryce punches himself before the first at bat, like walks out there and he's all bloody? Oop. Yeah. Rios told me to.
I used to shave my head like once a year. Mm. My wife is like, you look better with hair. But I think I might have to do it for the run, for the Phillies run, before the game.
I have not seen your hair bald in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
For a long time.
Yeah, I don't look great that way. You know, we have our anniversary coming up. But, well, it might be time to do it. Some people do playoff beard. Maybe I do playoff.
You know what you would look like?
Who?
Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, man, I can't think of the name of the movie right now. Oh, it's a good one. Justin Timberlake. Is in it?
I don't know which one. The one where they're holding people hostage. The one where they see the future.
It's a movie where he's California based.
I don't know.
The Social Network?
No. Oh, Alpha Dog.
Never saw it.
That's
I know which one you're
it.
Talking
Alpha
about.
Alpha Dog.
Never saw it.
So the big brother of the kid who they kidnapped. I forget his name, but he was the badass in the neighborhood. Yeah, so with his head shaved, you kind of look like him with your head shaved.
So here's the thing.
Alpha Dog is a great movie if you ever get a chance to watch it.
With all the tattoos and the head shave and the skinny, I look like, I don't know. It might not be a look that I want.
Well, yeah, it didn't fit him either.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is, he has the tats and everything, like the arm sleeve tats and everything. But,
yep.
And he worked at a job where he had to wear the short sleeve collared shirt with a tie. And
oh, so it's like
else.
I said, he looked
he didn't look like yeah.
Just got out of prison, trying to get your life on track. That's the way I look. So today is an intervention for Jack, who is scared to death of the Mets, and he won't say it again, but he said the Phillies are probably going to lose.
I can't believe he said that.
He said it. So today is an intervention for Jack. You need to build his confidence, or if you are nervous like Jack and nervous like me, Ike will give you a talking to.
Or call Rios back up.
Yep. Yeah. Just give out his number.
Blood on the grass.
215-592-9494. We need everyone to participate in the intervention. We even, you know, we have Shiel Kapadia next.
Yes.
We normally have Shiel on Thursdays, but tomorrow's the big Phillies day. But Shiel's a Philadelphian as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiel can speak to how afraid he is of the Mets and how afraid he is that the Eagles are never going to stop another team again on defense as for the rest of the year.
And he can give you advice on being bald.
Oh, right, because I got to shave. But I've shaved my head before.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, he is bald, though. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and the Coward.
I'm a mess.
Yep. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.